As you can see, it's taken three of us here to replace Jim, but it was sort of unique in the essence of Three Stones Church, worship, evangelism, discipleship, and you're going to have three elders give you a talk on it. So I get to talk about discipleship, which is sort of near and dear to my heart, so I'm glad I got to do that. If you would turn to Matthew 28 in your Bible, verse 18. And I start this off as, why is discipleship important? I mean, you know, really, why is it important at all? And I think Matthew 28 answers that pretty easily. It says, "And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." I mean, Jesus commanded that we make disciples. So it must be important. You know, it goes right along with the worship and evangelism. They all tie in together. But by definition, the disciple means a follower. A disciple is a person who invests their life and time learning from someone and then spreading that person's teaching to others. Jesus spoke to large groups, but he spent most of his 3 years of ministry teaching and preparing his disciples to go out and spread this message. So Jesus gave us a great example to follow. Go back to this deal, discipleship or disciple means follower. Are you a follower or a fan? Many of you are followers of professional football teams or basketball teams or baseball teams. I mean, you go to great lengths to wear their jerseys, wear their hats. You know all the stats. You know all the players. You know everything about that team and what their win and loss record is. Are you making that same effort about Jesus? Why not? He is our Lord and our Savior, and he's our ticket to eternity. You know, by learning more about Christ, you can build your relationship with him. As John said, Jesus is looking for this relationship, and discipleship is part of that. You know, when you were, and this ties back into what John said, when you were dating and you found that person that you really love, did you just ignore them? I don't think so. You probably learned all you could about them, what they liked, what they disliked, and if you were trying to impress them, you were probably doing the things that they liked to do. And in turn, you were building that relationship. You were loving that person. And that's what Jesus wants. You know, he wants you to build that relationship with him. And to do that, you need to invest the time learning more about Jesus. And the best place to do it is right here. I mean, this is a handbook, basically. You know, it tells you all you need to know. So, you know, need to keep that in mind. But it goes on to further than that. You know, when it goes back to that scripture, it says, teaching them to observe. So that means going out and teaching others about Christ. And you say, well, I really don't want to do that. I don't really know enough. You know, they talk about discipleship as, you know, if you want to disciple somebody, just find somebody that knows less than you do about the Bible, and you can disciple that person, you know. And then as you learn more, you can share more. You know, and the one thing about sharing your faith or sharing your information about Christ is it's your story. It's nobody else's story, and nobody can argue with you. I'm not a theologian, and people could ask me questions, and I've got no clue. All I know is the Lord loves me, and I love him, and I want to be with him in eternity, and I want to follow his ways. So, I mean, tell that person that you know that you love them, and learn to share that. You know, and you don't have to go far to do that. I mean, you can start with family and coworkers, neighbors, just friends. You know, but how does this look like? How does this look in a church? What should we do as a church to promote discipleship? Well, one of the best ways, I think, is to do Bible studies. And Three Stones has been very blessed that we have some Bible studies. We have two Monday night ones. We have a Monday morning one. And we have the Thursday morning one. And then I saw in the bulletin they're getting ready to open up some more new ones. I don't know if you, mostly for ladies, but if you check that, the bulletin, there's some more in there. But the Monday night ones are full. Both Monday night sessions are full. I know the one that I lead on Monday night, we've got 16 people that come. And it's a wonderful experience. I mean, and it's really become like family to me. And I really enjoy being there and being a part of that. So one of the things we need to do, though, is create more Bible studies. That's where you can come in. We're looking for people to come and go out and start Bible studies. And you don't have to know a whole lot to get one started. I didn't when I started, and I learned as I went. So, I mean, you can do that, too. You know, and we can help you with that material. And, you know, if you would like to, please see me or one of the other elders there, and we'd like to have you storm. You know, as I say, as a church, how can we develop disciples? That's one way. Because you really just can't come to service on Sunday and listen to Jim's message. It's 20 minutes long, approximately, and he has a lot of great information. But, you know, you don't have any chance to ask questions. You don't have a chance to really delve in deeper. And that's what it's going to take to build this relationship with Christ. So, you know, coming to church on Sunday is a good thing. Going to Sunday school is a great thing. But getting into a Bible study, spending time daily with the Lord will help you build this relationship with Christ. So, you know, one of the last things I put down, you know, about building discipleship is finding a mentor. And I'm going to pick on someone here. I won't mention her name. But, you know, having a mentor is a great thing. Someone that you can go to and share, you know, where you are, what problems you have, what questions you have. Someone that can help guide you. And as a disciple, this is what you become. You become a mentor if you find this one person that you can talk to. And like I said, it doesn't take, you don't have to go to the ends of the world. It can be your son or your daughter. I mean, one of the greatest privileges as being a parent is discipling your children. So, in closing, you know, if we can disciple someone, and that person would disciple someone else, just think of how we can change the world. It only takes, you know, one person at a time. And you talk about, can one person make a change? They can. They can. We disciple that one person. They disciple one more person. And they disciple one per person. It's, you know, it compounds. And would make a wonderful change in this world. So my challenge to you is, it's for everyone here to become a follower of Christ, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and not just a fan. And then you can take up that command in Matthew and make disciples of all the nations.